actual
where physicals. You have to come up with a rhyme for each one. Park by the cart, return.
That's good.
Okay, one down. I hope the next one falls into line.
Mm-hmm. That one did fall asleep. Park and cart rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Park, cart. They both have K's.
You just realized. No, they don't.
Park. C-K.
Huh?
Park.
And?
Mm.
The second one is?
Sorry, Mom. Cart. C and K make the same sound with your mouth.
Park.
K. And then K. Art.
Yeah, but that's not how rhyming works.
But they're it's not in like, there.
It's not like a reverse rhyme. If this was spelled backwards, it would rhyme.
Tomato, tomato.
Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We are so excited about our topic tonight, which is getting out of the house with kids. Shaylee, you have a new kid? You get out of the house?
I have a kid. Yeah, and it's hard enough with one. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, I'm going to tell you how I do it. I'm going to tell you all about it. Before we get into the meat, we have to, of course, thank our amazing sponsor.
Oh, I'm excited.
This week, it's sponsored by Backpack Purses.
And backpack diaper bags.
Yes.
Side note.
Anything with two straps, really, that frees up your hands. Oh, my goodness. Thank the Lord for backpack purses.
I am so excited. I didn't have a backpack diaper bag. I had a regular diaper bag. And then I got a backpack diaper bag.
Wait, in the brief span of Opal's life, you've had both?
I've had both.
Wow.
And it blew my mind.
And it took you not any time at all to...
That convert. One extra arm being free is, like, game changer.
Oh, it really, truly, truly is. In fact, I had not a backpack for my entire first child. And second child, I was like, what was I doing?
What were you doing?
Yeah. I would also like to say that I think they kind of, like, became in fashion right as we all started having kids.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I think so.
For that. Also, thanks. They were nowhere backpack at Target, versus... and all of a sudden they were everywhere.
All of the places at Target. We probably should come up with some tags.
All right, taglines for backpack purses.
Backpack purses. Like a regular backpack, but oh so tiny.
Aww. Can't fit your old college-filled notebook into that guy.
Mm-mm.
But you can fit a diaper.
My trapper keeper doesn't quite fit in.
It doesn't. Oh, they should just put straps on a trapper keeper.
And it could be called a trapper backer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some more tags.
More taglines.
Backpack purses.
Oh, good. I can hold on to my kid's leash in one hand, my coffee in the other. I still got backpacks.
You could just strap the leash to the backpack piece, and then you could have coffee in both hands. Coffee and a LaCroix.
Good point. Thanks, backpack purses.
Glad you're back.
Pack. So here's what you guys haven't heard. Shaylee and I had this genius idea that we were going to try to do this podcast from a diner
Gaylee's.
With our kids.
Now, for the record, we did do it.
We did do it.
It's just not very good.
It's just...
You'll hear later.
My theory is... Anyone who was on the fence about leaving their house with kids would listen to the snippet of it.
Stay right home.
And stay right home. So
never leave.
It wasn't a great idea. But these are tips for just getting out with your kids, not trying to record a podcast while with your kids. So hopefully it'll be a little bit easier. All right. Okay, so there's a difference between like necessary trips, groceries, oil change, errands, doctor's office, and then fun stuff, of course, which is like exploring the zoo or, you know, play dates, things like that. But for things that are necessities... if I have childcare, I'm not going to spend that time to go to the grocery store. I just don't care about groceries that much. It's not me time for me. I'd rather just do that with my kids as part of our daily whatever.
Yeah.
I also think it's probably good for them, like, to learn, I don't know, that the food doesn't just appear in our house and that I'm, you know, making decisions and pricing things and, I don't know, Callie, like, weighed things on the scale and stuff like that. So there's, like, there's learning things while
it's
you're
also probably good for them to see things that they want that they don't get.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a grocery store.
Yeah, which leads me to...
Point one.
Well, actually, okay. Point one is a freebie. You may already know this.
No.
Park next to the cart return when you go to a grocery store.
Park by the cart.
I think that's probably an obvious one, but if it wasn't, then suddenly it's like, oh, of course, why wouldn't I not do that? Because chances are it's already full of carts, and you can put all the kids in a cart, and then you're not trying to, like, walk across the traffic-filled area. They're all in the cart. Or even if you just have one, that carrier is really heavy. I always put the carrier in the body of the cart, though.
My strollers become my cart.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea,
everywhere I go. But I have, like, a good space underneath.
Yeah. That's a good idea, too. But when you have more than one kid, shout out to Sam's Club. They have a double seat on top.
What?
Awesome. I will, like...
go to Sam's. I buy so much bulk. I throw so much food away just so I can go to Sam's.
I have told other grocery stores in my brain, I'm like, if you make a double cart, I will drive farther to you. I will spend more on your groceries. Just make it easier to put the kids in the cart or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if it's a normal standard size cart, Nora goes, the baby goes in the top, and then I put the older ones in the base as long as possible. When we start getting full, then they start walking. But
kicking them out.
For as long as possible.
Throwing them off that lifeboat one at a time. Big ones first.
Yeah, Callie first, because she will listen. but anyway, so I have just as a reminder, I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. So before you ever even get out of the car, though, I would rather take 5 extra minutes in the car and have almost like a pre-argument than have a real argument in the middle of a store. So I call it setting the expectations for the grocery store trip.
So that's so smart, because you always see the meltdown, and then they're trying to reason with them, like, Mommy said, remember? Right. And they're like, the kid's losing their mind.
Right. I mean, apply this to any time you go anywhere, the zoo or the Bladed or whatever, but setting expectations before you go somewhere, like, this is what you can expect and this is what I expect from you. So they know this by now, and maybe it's not quite as a lengthy discussion, but I just kind of remind them.
Yeah.
I have a list. I made a list. Mm-hmm. I'm using my money that I worked hard for to buy the items on the list that I think are healthy to put in your body. Mm-hmm. We're only buying the things on the list. So if you see something that looks really, really yummy, remember it, because when we go on our fun road trips or when we have our fun birthday parties...
And everyone gets to pick out a food or something.
Then everyone picks out, and that'll be special time, but this isn't one of those times. This is just a normal week, and it's healthy, and if there's something you really, really want, you can do chores and save your money, and you can save up for that treat. But today, we are doing the things on the list. What are we buying, kids? The things on the list. I always make them repeat it back to me so that I know that they're not.
So they can't act like they didn't hear you.
So they can't act like they didn't. And then also they're taking ownership in it. It's almost like a tiny verbal contract. But I do that with all parenting things. That's just a parenting tangent.
Do they have to sign a non-disclosure before you start?
They do sign things. Now, Norm eats it a little.
Nora's like, if I nibble on the corner, that counts as signing the non-disclosure.
It does.
Okay, that's awesome. I think that's such a good tip.
And Callie, we've started pretty hardcore allowance stuff with. Emerson has like birthday money and things like that, but Callie gets like a weekly allowance if she does her chores, and so sometimes she'll bring her fun money, or we have 3 different jars. I'll get into that in a different episode, but one of them is the fund spend money, and she can bring that, and sometimes she's, you know, I'll ask her before we leave, do you want to bring your fun money? And, you know, half the time.
Very cool.
Half the time she'll forget it and then try to negotiate while we're there. Wait, don't I have fun money?
I'm not a bank.
Yeah. Although sometimes I give her a lot. And then she has to give it to me when we get back home.
With interest. With interest
from that 15-minute drive.
Right. 17%.
So they repeat back to me, we're only buying the things on the list. And then I say, I expect you to listen to me. I expect you to stay near the cart.
Very good.
And if you do those things, then at the end, the bakery will give, almost all bakeries do this, give each kid a free cookie. Did you know?
I did not know that.
Yeah,
it's free. How do I not know that? Does it count if the baby only eats milk?
Like you want to eat her cookie?
She needs she needs cookie with her milk. And I'll be like, does she eat cookies? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Give me the cookie.
Give me the cookie.
Half the time, one of my kids doesn't want it because they are not my children, I'm convinced. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're not going to eat the chocolate chip cookie that was just handed to you?
Okay, little Jared.
And then I'm like, maybe mama needs a little cookie.
Maybe mama needs
mama
a little
just
cookie.
Went grocery store shopping with 3 kids. Okay, so cookie. Those are setting the expectations. So then we are in the
car.
So
this is like budgeting, and like you're budgeting, you're not spending extra money, you're getting healthy stuff, and you get a free cookie.
That's true.
That's so awesome.
And everyone stays in the cart for as absolutely long as possible. And guys, sometimes I figure out a way that they never have to leave the cart.
You Tetris that?
I Tetris it.
Food igloo!
I Tetris it. I have never utilized the bottom of the cart as much as since I've had 3 kids. It's amazing what will fit down there. Little tangent on the list. I am a expert list maker, especially now that I live in the country. So we don't go to the store very often. You can't just like pick up the one item you forgot. Really, once you have kids, you can't do that anymore anyway, because it's just not worth it.
It's like a whole, like, organized...
Yes,
like,
to
you
hop
stay
in
here,
for the milk.
I go there, I take this one. Yeah.
So I'm a lot more detailed about the list, but also just knowing, like going off of, like, the whole 30, there's just literally, I just buy fewer items now. It's just a simpler grocery list. It's like I kind of have my 5 or 6 default dinners, and I don't know. I know what I need to stock to make those happen.
Go ahead and send me those.
Yeah, totally. They're not really recipes. It's like grilled chicken and grill up some zucchini and whatever.
I'll take it.
Sweet potatoes and baked potatoes and yeah, all the stuff. So
the next item.
When I make a list, I do it geographically about like once you're within the store. So you have to group all of the sections together. That's otherwise, so you're going to go all around the store.
Unless you need the steps, but not with 3 kids there. You need to geographically organize it.
Geographically.
Or okay, so like all of the frozen foods.
Yeah, or you just literally, all of the when you're there, vegetables. Make a tiny little sketch of where the stuff is. Where the eggs and the milk are, where the cereal is, where, and then
Mental note.
You like have boxes on your little list. You list them all together.
It'd be like when I go to a different grocery store for the first time.
I know, and you're then having an out-of-body experience. Literally,
yeah, and it takes you like 4 hours to get like eggs and milk.
Yeah, don't write eggs, then laundry detergent, then bread, then salsa, then wait, Windex. You're gonna go all over the store, or you're gonna forget an item because you're gonna get to the end and you're gonna go, forget it, you know. And then it's done. You gotta capitalize.
Very good. That's good.
Okay. Also, here's a Target specific life hack. If you do get groceries at Target, or if you just feel like we need to get out of the house and I want to go somewhere,
I want to go to Target.
And it's winter or whatever. Target life hack. You can get popcorn when you go in.
Ooh, right? The place where they sell the Slurpees?
Yes. It's like $1 for a bag.
I've never gotten anything there.
I know. I didn't until I had kids.
Okay.
Okay. It's like $1 a bag.
Okay.
Right? And if you're really super cheapy McGee over here.
Cheapy McGee.
Because the bags are huge.
Right.
My kids would never eat a bag. If they tried their hardest, they could never eat a bag.
Okay.
You can ask them, can I buy a bag? Actually, this is how you ask as a people pleaser. I'm going to ask a super weird question. You go, what?
I don't know if you're capable. Can I? I don't even know if you're qualified.
If this is totally weird, just tell me no. Can I buy one bag of popcorn, but have you split it up into 3 bags? Like just kind of like 1/3 of the way full? And they go, oh, that's not a weird question. Of course. Yeah. People do that all the time. And I go, great. So you're paying $1 for the amount of popcorn your kids
and
will actually.
It's like 30 cents per container. Right. So like the person who owns it's like, no, we don't do that.
I even say, I'll buy an extra bag or whatever. And they're like, no, of course, that's silly.
I don't know where that button is. No.
There's no button for extra bag. And then not only is it exactly enough, like they still can't finish those. But also, it's not falling all over the place.
Oh, that's so smart.
Like, they have to reach in and
popcorn, get it. Popcorn.
And a little tip, if you're bringing snacks to keep your kids entertained, go bite size. If you go, like, granola bar, 5 bites later, it's just gone. Wow. If you get bite size, it lasts the whole dang trip.
So bite size would be, like, trail mix?
Sure. Popcorn,
right,
Cheerios.
Right, because it's one piece. It's not like,
a bite, and then you have to reach in and bite.
Okay.
That's also my own issue if I'm on a road trip. Right. I'm like, I need something I can pop in.
Something's gonna take time.
Yeah.
That's good.
So that's a general grocery outing for us. If you're really like desperate, like that's all it takes for my kids now because they're kind of trained.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm fast because there's no glory in it for me. I'm not like I'm not like, you know, browsing.
Right.
I know what I want and I'm out. Targets for browsing. Grocery shopping? No.
You read yourself your own rules in your head too before you start.
Here's my expectations.
No browsing. I'm not even looking at that.
I really don't anymore, but I usually go to a grocery specific store so I can't get distracted typically. But
I get distracted by the gelato.
No.
The fancy kind.
No. We don't. Literally, that's just a declaration. We don't keep ice cream in the house anymore. We can't. It's not a thing that we can do. Period. We go out for ice cream.
Give you the little bitty pint of ice cream in my freezer that I keep looking at.
No. I won't accept it. I'll throw it in the dumpster. It can melt. So a little bonuses. I know a lot of people love their screen times. Mm-hmm. I've never really been that into screen times. I feel like it always ends up causing someone to fight with each other. Like I feel like they're fighting over the app or over the whatever. So I just don't really do it. If I do tap into my phone, it's because I'm letting Callie like take pictures of our grocery store trip. And then they're always hilarious and funny. And,
nice. Anyway. And it's free and you can still eat them later. If you want.
But we don't normally even really do that very often. Or I'll make up like, just on the spot, I'll make up really silly scavenger hunts or I spies, I see this or I see what that or whatever. Also, if you can time it right, my kids geek out whenever it's like the day after library day. because they like are obsessed with the new book that they got because they've never seen it before.
When does Library Day happen? Once a week?
It does. It changes for the summer, but
okay.
In the winter, or like in the non-summer, it's Wednesdays.
Okay.
So if you can go like right after the library the next day or whatever, and say you can bring a library book, and then they're like,
oh my gosh, I got my book.
Glued into this brand new book.
That's so smart. That's so good.
But that also takes up a little room in the cart, so you kind of, it's not every time, but sometimes.
I've tried the library book thing with Opal, and it just doesn't hold her attention quite like we were explaining.
Yeah, she's like, she's illiterate, guys.
I'm so just like, you're not even reading it. You're just looking at the pictures and moving on.
You're not even reading the articles. So, yeah. So that's kind of the grocery store roundup with three kids. It sounds sort of complicated. It's really, really not. It's so autopilot by this point.
Yeah.
But like,
and you can adapt it depending on what works for your kids.
Right. And of course, like, I would just also argue consistency is key, because the first time you let them pick out their own cereal, or you let them pick out that snack or whatever, like, they're gonna expect it every single time. So yeah, whatever treat that is, keep it consistent. Like the free cookie bakery. I'm the cheapest. I'm listening to myself now. Like, I don't even let
we'll
them pick
you
out their
free cookie, and we split the $1 popcorn between the three bags.
Target, you have enough of my money. You're fine.
Target's gonna live.
You're fine. Okay, so before we move on to fun outings, I was gonna ask you a little question.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first outing with Opal?
Yeah. Target. Target was my first place.
Target was mine.
No way.
Yeah, Target was mine with Callie, baby Callie.
I bet if we took a poll, I wonder how many moms their first outing with their first baby.
Not
was
everything
Target.
Motivates you the way Target does. It
just
costs you
something.
But
makes
I would
you
say like
go.
My first biggest fear was like, oh my gosh, what if I have to feed her? What if I have to feed her? And then you go, I just go to a dressing room. This isn't a big deal. No one cares. Like, I don't know. You're just getting over that first fear.
Or she cries, and then you literally look at all of the babies crying in Target, and you're like, I'm not bothered by that person with that baby crying. I can just stroll over this way.
So then when I was going from 1 to 2, I was nervous all over again. Like, the fears happened again.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, just everything that's autopilot now feels really unnatural. So you're like, wait, so I'm getting one kid out of the car. How do I get the other kid out of the car? Oh, they just have to sit there for a few seconds. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Is this okay? Is this allowed? But then you think, other people have 2 kids. Surely,
or more.
Surely you could walk. Yeah. Walk from one side of the car to the other. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
So that felt really unnatural. And then you get the hang of that. And it's so funny, too, because when you're so used to taking two in somewhere, say if one's with, you know, their dad, or one's with the babysitter, and you have to run an errand with one again when you're used to two, you're like, oh,
this is, like nothing.
This is such a breeze. I can't believe I ever thought one was cumbersome. And now having three, anytime I have just two, I'm like, oh, good grief.
That's so true. My aunt has 6, and she'll say something. Yeah, she has 6, and she like, she'd be a great guest.
Yeah.
She homeschooled them all for a long time, and she will say like, oh, I only have 2 with me today, or like, I only have 3, and the other 3 are with their dad, so we're doing like 100 million things,
right.
And I'm thinking, you only have 3?
It's all perspective.
Like, it feels like, only 3.
I will say my 3, I think, I was probably the most nervous at all. I kind of had a little bit of a panic with 3, where I thought, I'll never leave the house again, because I have 2 hands. I at least have 2 hands, thanks to the backpack purse. But what am I going to do? And my first challenge to myself was I joined a gym.
Oh.
And I would wear her. By the way, baby wearing?
Oh, baby wearing.
I did it with, like, kid 2 and 3, but really did it with 3. And was going, what on earth was I not? Why did I not do this with Callie? It's like there's no baby if you have
Just strive to your body. You're pregnant again, basically.
I know. You have so, like, it just takes one layer off of what you're looking out for. Like, one is strapped to me, so I'm only looking for 2 now. You know, it's really great.
Yeah.
It's great.
As long as their, like, nose and mouth are free.
Well, yeah, I did more of the, I'm not a rapper.
Oh, okay.
I've decided that the wrappers are for thin ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
I just feel much more bulky. I prefer a strap.
Okay. Now, wait. What's the... You're talking about, like an Ergo baby?
An Ergo baby is what I use.
Right. Instead of a
Moby wrap.
Okay.
Where the yards and yards and yards of fabric, but the women do it really fast, and I was always like, I'm just tangled.
I'm confused.
I'm tangled in fabric.
I use the Sully baby wrap, and it's pretty great.
Yeah, but it's really cute.
Well, you have to... I wrap it before I leave the house,
I know,
and then you
kind
of look like Xena, Princess Warrior, and then all of a sudden you, like, pop a baby in there.
Yeah, that's true.
But without the baby,
I was always
worried
about the
nose
and the mouth and whatever, and I just like the... I like the things that click into slots, but to each his own, whatever. So my gym challenge, and we're talking like I was like 4 weeks. weeks postpartum, and it was winter, and I was like, I need to get out of the house.
Okay.
So the and I had Zumba'd all the way through my end of my pregnancy, but I wasn't allowed to Zumba with my newborn because they wouldn't let her sit in the carrier.
I'm pretty sure that's like, oh, they wouldn't?
They were worried about her ears.
I thought you were going to speakers. Oh, should I be worried about
the ears? I feel like she's fine. Can I sign a waiver? And they're like, no. Really? She can't just sit
I thought her. You were going to say you tried to Zumba with her strapped to your body. And I would be like, I feel like that'd be the next step right below shaking.
Nah. Okay. Especially the way I Zumba.
Oh.
That's why they call me Shakir, dear.
I don't think they do.
No? I don't think I could call myself that twice.
Shakir-dee-dee, Shakir-dee-dee.
Anyway.
That was song Shakir, Shakir.
Yeah.
Park
and cart rhyme. That's what I know. So, going into the gym, I would have Nora strapped to me. I would take them both to the little, you know, fun kids mm-hmm. zone, and then I would walk the track with her on me. Just to kind of get out of the house and get the exercise.
A little resistance.
And honestly, like, you could park so close to the entrance of the gym, and I only had to keep them, keep all three until we were in the kids' zone. It was like practice. I called it like practice. And now, of course, I would go anywhere with them. But.
And you do.
I ain't scared anymore, but anyway.
I'm scared.
So then the last little thing would be, like, the fun stuff. How to keep it
This
fun.
Would be, like, I don't know, like, let's do a podcast at, like, a breakfast place.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fun.
We're going to play a clip of that at the end.
And that sounds fun, right?
It's going to terrify you guys. It's going to terrify you guys. No, I would say the fun stuff, who you're with will dictate whether you have the most fun or not. So I have friends that are explorers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what's the worst that could happen? They all have a breakdown at the movie theater, and then we go, yeah, 18 months is too early for Finding Dory, whatever. And then you leave.
Yeah, like, what's the worst that can happen? You leave.
And so you have friends like that, or maybe you're like that, and then you have friends who aren't like that, and I'm not faulting anyone for that, but, like, for the friends who aren't like that, a fenced backyard playdate is, like, ideal. They can kind of run around. You can stay put.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, stress-free.
Know what you enjoy.
Know your limitations, and if that's you, like, yeah, maybe bring a helper when you go to the zoo. Mm-hmm. Me, I typically do not go to a swimming pool unless I have another set of eyes, like set of eyes specifically for my kids, meaning like my husband or my grandma.
So the mom play date that we went to in the super crowded waiting pool with like all of the babies.
I was not very conversational.
No, you're like zoning.
I was the lifeguard. I was like, mm-mm, yeah. So just kind of know your limits, and then always bring snacks. Always, for me, I just have to have like an emergency kit in the car of the sunscreen, bug spray, towel, diapers, extra wipes, extra. Sometimes it's an organized kit. Sometimes it's this has got to be somewhere under a seat.
It's in here somewhere.
Under a seat somewhere, I'm sure. We will do road trip specific tips later. But, for now, I want to read some of these great things we heard from
our internet peeps.
We got really good advice. So I'll start with a funny one. Shout out to Allison Sloan, my hilarious, hilarious friend, who says, my tip is drive through everything. Library, pharmacy, drive up groceries, drive by the parks and wave. Wait, I think I'm doing it wrong.
Bye, park. Are we getting out? No, not today.
No, we're just going to see a park.
Not today, kids.
So that was hilarious, although she does bring up a good point. There are a lot of drive-thru services you can utilize. If the grocery thing is not cool for you, Hy-Vee drive-thru is real.
Yeah, order beforehand.
Go for it. So then this one is super specific, and I loved it. It's from Tuckered Out on Instagram. Scissors. I never leave home without them. I carry a pair of kitchen shears with a guard over them in my bag. I use them all the time, mostly to cut food up in bite-sized pieces. Oh. Snip, snap. I'm done in a fraction of the time it takes to saw food with those plastic knives. It's life-changing or, you know, just convenient.
Nice.
Very cute. And I never would have thought of that. And I literally am going to go, like,
buy some shearers
with
a guard. Shears with
a guard because mine don't have a guard. So there you go.
That's a really, really good one.
Yes. Hilarious.
You don't think about that until you're like, sawing up that piece of chicken.
Yep. My dear friend Alice Harden, hi Alice, says, for travel I say start them young, they get used to it, and wear all the babies and bring a stroller to carry all of your stuff. That's
wear
hilarious.
All the babies.
So you're wearing your baby and pushing a stroller. Hilarious.
Hey, it's your personal shopping cart is what I call a stroller.
I like it, yeah.
I'm like one step away from the homeless person that just pushes their shopping cart everywhere. Because I'm like, does my stroller fit up there? Well, I'm going to bring it anyway. Because where else would I put all of my gear?
It's true. Yeah, I have a double stroller, which is another game changer.
Wow.
I highly recommend a double stroller.
Can you get a double stroller with one kid?
Is that frowned upon? Why not think ahead? If you think you're going to have more than one kid eventually, why not just start with one?
I'm going to get tired, and Jonathan's strong.
That's awesome. That's not where I thought you were going with that. But Aaron Owen says, be open to being flexible. You may just have an adventure you weren't planning on that tops them all. You don't have to ever have everything that you think that you need. And if you find you need something you don't have, usually you can find a way to improvise or just do without. It's a good lesson for both parents and kids, at least it was for me.
Found that out the hard way with wipes.
That you don't need them or you do need them?
I mean, you can improvise without them.
Okay, so I'll do like one more.
Yeah.
They're all so good. I'm like filtering through all of them.
I'm loving this because I just have the one baby.
I know. It's so good. Samantha Sullentrep. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
The best advice I have is to just go. Suck it up and go. Yes, it might be a scream fest getting everyone into the car. It might take 3 trips back into the house to remember your keys. You might have to feed your children french fries because you forgot snacks. You might show up at the library without somebody's shoes, but go. They need it. You need it. Isn't experiencing the beauty and chaos and fun in this world the point? And let's be real, who can stand to be cooped up all day, every day? Not I.
Preach. That's a good one. That reminds me, my mom was talking about having 3 of us all little within like 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about tantrums at the store. And I was like, how did you do it? Because she didn't live with family. And she goes, you just have to be prepared to know. Sometimes you'll have a full cart of groceries.
Yeah.
And you just have to walk away from it and go home. If it gets real bad, you're just like, well, we're leaving. I'm sorry, grocery store.
Yeah. You and then the kids know away. That you're not bluffing.
Yeah, and then you just go home and you get groceries later. And I was like, but you can't because you need the, I guess you could.
You just could.
You could. Worst case, I guess that's like a worst case scenario. Like, what are you scared of?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing that could happen.
Exactly. Think of the worst thing that can happen and then realize
it's not that bad.
You would survive.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I just want to finish it with just a couple of my favorite go-to products. We've already actually touched on almost all of them. Number one is bite-sized snacks.
Kitchen Cheers?
That's now on the list once I find them. Genius. Okay, so an Ergo or a baby wrap of some sort. Get comfortable with it in your own home before you go somewhere else. And like Shaylee said...
And you get all sweaty in public trying to wrap it on your body.
You can wear it to the place you're going, wear it while you're driving so that you know you just have to slip the baby in when you get there and you're not trying to panic in the parking lot.
Not with the baby in it while you're driving.
No, of course not. And then, I already said bite-sized snacks. I have a whole bunch of favorites. I'll put them when I put them in the show notes. Double stroller. Another benefit of the double stroller is they have a little tray, so they can sometimes double as the high chair if you're in a certain food court or whatever. Mm. And then, 2 things. These are mostly for me.
Okay.
This is a real product specific.
Oh.
This last year, this is really silly.
Are they sponsoring the show? Because I don't think you can name a product unless they're technically sponsoring the show.
That's true. Okay, I'll bleep it.
Okay.
So,
that's such a great product. Coffee cups?
No, okay. So, I was just going to say, when I was pregnant, I was like, I always have a drink in my hand. Just literally always. I don't know what my deal is. I don't even feel normal without one. Like when I'm leaving. When I'm leaving the house, I grab one.
Oh, me too.
When I'm walking in somewhere, I grab...
I feel like that's like, this is going to be like, this is going to be hard. And like, never mind. I have this drink in my hands and now I'm excited.
It's like almost a... I don't even know. Whatever. You can diagnose me again. But so when I was pregnant, I was like, you know, I probably have to stop taking drinks in because I'll need an extra hand.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, weird. I can hold a baby in one arm and carry a drink in the other. So I'm good. And then when I had 2 babies... I was like, you know, I'll probably have to stop carrying a drink in when I have 2 babies. But then I realized I can strap a baby to me and hold the other kid's hand. And I still have one hand for my drink. This is great. And then I had my 3rd baby. And I thought, because most of the time when I'm walking in somewhere and there's not a cart, I have a baby strapped to me and I have 2 kids with 2 hands.
Right. So your drink holding days are over.
Except for then my mother-in-law gifted me this Christmas with a Stanley coffee thermos.
Ooh.
With a release lid. One button release lid.
And so you don't have to hold it and then pop.
What? And so you throw it in your backpack purse. And then once you get into where you're going,
then you put the kids in the cart and you get the one hand release.
So I am still able to carry my coffee.
That's
in.
Amazing.
And if I don't have my coffee, if I'm more like, you know,
LaCroix day?
If it's a LaCroix day, or if it's mostly, it's usually a water day. I try to bring water everywhere because then the kids want it.
I don't want to blow your mind right now, but LaCroix is also water.
That's true, but I mean, if I'm filling up water.
Okay, I got
filling
it.
Yeah. A water bottle. My favorite, and I've tested them all, I'm not kidding.
Okay.
My favorite current top runner, and if you have one that think it beats this one, let me know, because I'm like a product junkie.
We'll throw them off of a roof and see which one lives.
Yeah, totally. Is the Contigo.
Contigo?
Yeah, it's a leak-proof water bottle, and the lid of it, like the hook of it, is a carabiner. It's built in. And there's even a lock function. So then, if you don't have all the room in your stroller, or if you don't have the room inside your backpack purse,
you can clip it on.
And
put those in the show notes, because I personally want to see
them.
Yeah,
and they're kind of cute. They come in cute colors. They're at
Target.
That's
what I'm talking about.
But, so those two things made it still possible to aid my, you know, weird liquid addiction. Apparently.
Stay hydrated. That's how you make it with three.
But I would also say, like, it simplifies, unless you're a germaphobe, which I'm not. I'm actually the opposite of a germaphobe. I prefer germs.
A germa junkie.
I want germs.
I seek the germs.
I seek them out. No. Okay, maybe not the opposite, but I'm not a germaphobe. I will bring, just to simplify things, I will bring one water bottle that mm-hmm. everyone can share. And it's like, even the baby can drink from it. It's like that type of...
That's amazing.
It's like an adult
sleep. I hope this is as cute as I'm imagining it, because I have like this glorious...
We don't do it at the same time.
It looks like a canteen. It has four spigots coming off of the end. Kind of looks like a cow udder, but everyone can suckle.
Yes, guys, they're at Target.
They're at Target.
It's the Contigo cow udder canteen.
Mm-hmm. They're flesh colored.
This
just got weird.
And then my
you know,
one,
they've seen cow udders.
One tiny road trip-ish
tip.
Tip, which we're gonna do a whole one on road trips, because mm-hmm. I love road trips.
Me too.
But since we're still in the product category,
yeah,
this might gross out people who can't handle it. But if you're potty training,
mm-hmm.
it is a really good idea to keep a porta, you know, the little porta potty thing.
The little, like, one that they, like, kind of, like, they pee in a bucket, but it looks like a potty?
Right.
Okay.
To keep it in the car with you for worst-case scenario.
Oh, so they can, like, go while you're on the road.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily be driving, but sometimes you are not near a gas station.
Oh, right, because then they're unbuckled.
Or sometimes you are near a gas station, but you have three kids, and you don't think you can pull off...
And it's a dirty gas station,
right.
And your car is better than
but
that.
But you don't think you can pull off three kids in a gas station.
Right, and you're on your own?
And you're on your own, yeah. It's kind of an empowering thing, because my parents live in Kansas City. We go there all the time.
Oh.
And so sometimes we go in the middle of the week, just for, like, an outing. Go hit up an art museum or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm...
Road trip.
That's an empowering thing. So, like, I would maybe, if I had a potty training child or whatever.
That's so smart.
I might go, oh, it's not worth it. What if?
Right.
And then you just throw that in there and you go, well, what if I just pull over? So get out. It's always worth it. Sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the more you do it, the less you'll be afraid of it and the more empowered you'll feel. And, you know, you're making memories either way.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite memories is like, remember that meltdown? It's
yeah,
funny.
That was
terrible. So it's always better. It's not as bad as it seems or whatever. Face your fears.
Face your fears.
And find a friend who will adventure with you.
Find a friend. Drink all the liquids.
We'll do a podcast on how to find a friend.
How to find a friend.
All right. So
you start with Craigslist.
Yeah, I think so.
Step one, Craigslist.
I don't
Step
see
two,
what could go wrong.
You get murdered.
What's the worst case scenario? Murder? Face your fears. Craigslist.com. So that's that. And now, just for fun, we are going to do a remote segment that we have pre-recorded from our failed attempt at recording a podcast with kids
mm-hmm.
at Gailey's. Now, Gailey's is a great diner. I do recommend it if you want to take your kids there with your friend and have a, you
It's
know.
The best. They're super
but
sweet and don't make you feel bad.
Maybe don't try to record a podcast there.
Maybe not that.
Maybe that's one notch too ambitious. So we'll play that for you now. It's called
Practice What You Preach.
Shaylee and Katie thought they might try to record this entire podcast on the go.
Shaylee and Katie practice what they preach.
And it doesn't go well.
We have three kids at Gailey's Breakfast Cafe in downtown Springfield. It's quite the hot place.
And we thought...
We walked in immediately, and there were three retired men at seats by themselves, and I thought, this was a bad idea.
This was a bad idea. Actually, to be honest, I brought my double stroller and realized there was no ramp and thought, this was a bad idea.
So, Callie's across the street at the little theater camp. It's like a little kid camp where they do a play. It's really cute. So we came across. Right now, there's Cheerios all over the floor. I feel like I'm describing a war scene. Cheerios all over the floor, a piece of a plant that Nora pulled off. Nora said, that was my daughter Opal. She has learned how to project her voice in a way that only...
In an echo chamber.
Only the way a pterodactyl in prehistoric times could do. Emerson is the only one you probably haven't... Emerson's probably the only one you haven't heard from, but that's because he has his chubby, adorable finger dipped luxuriously
eating butter.
Just dipped into the butter dish that he's just eating one piece at a time. I'm feeding Opal with one hand with every toy she has in the other. The kids are scooting the high chair across the floor. Katie's laughing. Our sweet waitress has yet to ask what this device is that we have sitting out. And that's pretty much it. So our segment is Practice What You Preach. Shaylee and Katie take all the kids to the places they should have been.
And now we'd like to do our bonus segment as our waitress approaches us, which is called Check, Please.
Shaylee and Katie was recorded in front of a live potted succulent in Springfield, Missouri. You can find us on Instagram at Shaylee Murphy and at OKatieDay. We ask for lots of comments and suggestions on there.
We are also on Facebook at Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Also, we have an email, shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. Email us any thoughts you have during your week if you get lonely and you're at home. Or recommendations for anything in life.
All right.
We're lonely. Just reach out.